New explosions in the capital of Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Kyiv under attack for the second night in a row as Russian forces hope to capture the city, as the Pentagon warns the objective by President Vladimir Putin is to overthrow the government. Meanwhile, the city of Lviv is under a curfew.
There haven't been any airstrikes inside the city of Lviv, the nearest one about 12 miles away. Just another example of how Russia has fired some 200 short-range ballistic and cruise missiles throughout the country, some even here in West Ukraine, largely military targets.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. The White House says President Biden has been in communication with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The president spoke with him earlier today again, and we are in very close touch from our national security team with members of his team.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. has also enacted a new round of sanctions against Russia, including against Putin and high-ranking officials. The CDC changing its guidance when it comes to mask wearing indoors.
The CDC says the mask-wearing decision marks a shift from looking at COVID case numbers to hospitalization rates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says more than 70% of the U.S. lives in counties where COVID-19 poses a low to medium threat to hospitals, and that those are the areas where people can stop wearing masks.
It's important to note that the volume of severe disease in the hospital is likely representative of the volume of disease in general in the community. So they are very much linked.
The CDC is also now only recommending universal school masking in communities that have a high level of COVID cases.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Police checking a home in a small town in North Texas found the bodies of two adults and two children inside their home. Police in Granbury, a city about 35 miles southwest of Fort Worth, say all four were shot to death and they suspect it was a murder-suicide. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Fox News.
Florida lawmakers advance a bill aimed at making sure teachers only hold discussions on LGBTQ rights and issues with older students.
Florida's State House of Representatives passes a bill that restricts teaching of gay and transgender social issues to middle and high schoolers and would even allow parents of a K through 5 student to sue a school if the child is subjected to it. The bill passed on party lines, and its Democratic critics say the bill will alienate young LGBT children. The bill's sponsors say it doesn't stop spontaneous discussions, nor does it prevent any in-school counseling. Florida's state Senate will next consider it. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
The Department of Agriculture says a strain of highly contagious avian influenza has been detected in Michigan in a non-commercial backyard flock of birds in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The site has been quarantined and 34 birds will be taken away to prevent the spread of the disease. The USDA says the birds will not enter the food system. It's the first case of bird flu in the state, which can be deadly to commercial poultry. The International Olympic Committee says Russia violated the Olympic truce when it invaded Ukraine 4 days after the close of the Winter Olympics.
The truce spans a period of 7 days before the Olympics through 7 days after the Paralympics, which start next Friday. It's the third time since 2008 Russia violated the Olympic truce. The IOC executive board said Friday, because of this breach, quote, by the Russian government and the government of Belarus through its support in this, it urges all international sports federations to relocate or cancel their sports events currently planned in Russia or Belarus. The board urges no Russian or Belarusian national flag be displayed and no such anthem be played in international sports events not already part of the respective World Anti-Doping Agency sanctions for Russia. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow gained 834, the Nasdaq up 221, the S&P plus 95. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.